the blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the air.
Hey, it's Beth here. Okay, so this is happening. It's episode 532. It's springtime. Girls are getting married again. The problem is, we're all George Clooney's mother. She's 85 years old. She was 75 when they got married. She was 23 when she had him. This is not fair. And this isn't the only one. Everybody thinks they're marrying George Clooney. Everyone is having these pictures taken. All these girls have 10 to 12 bridesmaids, bridegrooms. All the pictures are all these people who are, okay, they're 40 or 35. They look 25, fabulous in their clothes. And then you're in the picture looking like a grandmother because your son got married in his 40s. Not your fault. Uh-uh. By the time this guy has children, you're going to be dead. Pretty sure this is the last generation of grandmothers. Because if people get married at 42, and their child gets married at 42, you're going to start off the wonder years at 84. Disney World isn't going to accommodate you. You're not going to be able to get on all the rides with the kids like you wanted. Christmas, you're going to be sitting in a chair. It's like you're the great-grandmother, if anything at all. The worst thing is the pictures. So I have two friends who have been summoned back to redo the wedding pictures. One, 8 months later. The girls aren't satisfied. It's not good enough. And let me tell you what, it's your fault. You're not blending. 30 years ago, I went to go see José Iber at Saks Fifth Avenue. I had a little tiny gray streak in front of my hair. I couldn't get it to go away. I thought I'd go to him and he'd figure it out. He didn't. He told me the hair was filled with air. It was a hair shaft filled with air, and he couldn't fix it. But he spent 8 hours trying, rubbing my hair, putting things in it, cursing in Spanish. But I got to know him. This woman comes in about 11:30, right? We're all there. He's working on me day and night, getting to know him. He's making friends with me. He actually gave me his phone number. He felt so bad about everything. But we were laughing, having a good time. This woman comes in. She looked like a little garden gnome. She was crying. And she said, "Jose, I'm going to be the mother of the bride in 3 weeks. Can you do anything with me?" He looked at her. He kissed her on the cheek, put her in a chair. He said, "We're going to fix this." He pushed her bangs back, pulled her hair up, got her a soft look around her face, but it was a frame. He said, "Don't go white. Don't go white blonde. Not for that picture. You need to have a frame. There needs to be a difference between your skull and your hair." And then the biggest thing he did to her was he gave her eyebrows. He said women in their 60s and 70s and 80s need eyebrows, and they need to be the right color for the picture, for life. And he told her, "Dye them. I know it's bad for your, whatever you have left of your eyebrows, but dye them, because whatever makeup you put on them in the beginning of the day, it's not going to hold up at the end of the day. Just do it this once." The woman left. I was like, wow, isn't that sad? She's the mother of the bride at 75. This was 30 years ago. Oh my God, what a horrible situation. Well, guess what? We're all in it now. So here are the tips I could find. All right? This is the funny thing. It's all become very non-traditional. And the girls have their family and their chosen family. But guess which family pays for everything? You. Not the chosen people. You. 12 bridesmaids, 12 bridegrooms, the rehearsal dinner, they're all included, and it's an open bar. Okay, everybody's having a great time. The pictures are all pictures of them laughing hilariously. The pictures of you with your child. You're supposed to be looking at your child like you're the proudest person in the world. Do it. Just do it. Look at your child like you created, I don't know, Mother Teresa, Thomas Edison, and Marco Polo all in one. That's the picture they want. It's so out of whack of what's normal. The wedding party, they're probably not going to want you to be with the mother of the bride and all of her little friends having little fun time. Tell them you, if it doesn't come across really quickly that you're invited, you're not invited. Get your makeup done by yourself. Get your hair done. Now here's the big problem. And this is absolutely almost everyone in our age group. If you're wearing a sleeveless dress, you're going to have this thing that 20 years ago somebody came up with this horrible expression, but it is so true. It's called back cleavage. The skin on your back isn't as tight as it should be. I don't care how thin you think you are. You're going to have this ripple of skin at the top of the dress every time you lean over into a picture. Wear a shawl. Just have it available. I don't even care about your floppy arms. That's not the point. Back cleavage is going to upset you. Make sure you've dyed your hair right before this, because there are going to be pictures of the top of your head, because you're going to be leaning over talking to people. Okay? Never, never, never be in the shot at an angle unless you're behind people. Those big pictures of the whole family, that's the one that drives her nuts. That's the one. So one of the people has to go back, and now she's decided that everyone else in the picture should be wearing black and she's the only one wearing white. She saw it on Pinterest. Okay? Just don't be the problem. Do exactly what she wants, because she's holding your son hostage. He's going to pay for everything that goes wrong. So just do it correctly. If there's a mother of the groom speech, nail it. Mostly talk about how wonderful it is that this girl has come into your life. Don't talk about other girls. You will be sorry. Just talk about he never spoke like this before. She brings out the best in him. She's better at him than he is at anything. She's amazing. That's the speech they want. This is no joke. You'll be sorry if you don't do it, because your son will pay. Okay. If there's a dance and you got to dance, this is your responsibility. Okay. You're supposed to come up with a song. He's going to be embarrassed beyond belief. They all are. I don't care how old they are. They could be 45. It's still weird dancing with your mother. I went to one wedding. That was great. The mother of the groom picked Landslide, this song that is so beautiful. You know, I'm getting older too. You've heard it. You know it. What was amazing about this wedding was that all the groomsmen sang along with the lyrics while they were dancing, and it was very touching. And the son was comfortable because his friends were circling him, singing the song with him. And it was lovely. Other than that, I've never seen it be anything but awkward. And don't get into that thing where you're going to do hip hop moves, because you're not going to make it. Don't even try. Just do a nice, slow landslide. Listen to the lyrics. You will love it. Stevie Nicks, you will love it. Okay, so what else is going on? All right. Just do everything she wants. Okay, so here's the thing. The mother of the groom, this has been what it has been for 100 years. Shut up, show up, and wear beige. Just do it. Just do it for your son. Just do it. I mean, George Clooney's mother did it. Okay, she doesn't see her kids ever. They're living on Lake Como, speaking Italian. She met him on a Zoom call. She doesn't cause any commotion. This woman used to be a beauty queen. She wore exactly what Amal wanted her to wear in the pictures. She's doing everything she's told. She's 85 now. Zoom calls are practically all she can do. And she's learning Italian. She's doing everything she wants, because her son was crazy till he met Amal. He was famous for being a prankster. Pranked everybody. His biggest prank, he was couch surfing for 20 years. She knows. She knows how lucky she is. She doesn't care if he was a movie star. He was insane. One of his pranks was he was living on the couch of one of his friends, Richard Fine, whatever, a comedian, crazy little guy. He's on the couch. This guy gets himself a little kitten, right? Brings it home. What George is doing is watching Jeopardy, okay, every day. Kitten comes home. Richard Fine, whatever his name is, you've seen him, he's a crazy comedian, gets a beautiful, everything at the store for this kitten. The kitten is like 6 inches long, tail dead, just so delicate. Richard's so scared that he's going to kill it, goes and spends thousands of dollars on kitten things. Everything's great. He's got like the super incredible kitty litter. The cat's doing great. But he can't talk about anything else. George is tired of talking about this kitten. So what happens is, every day Richard goes to his job on a TV show, and George and the kitty cat are home alone. He takes out the little kitty turd from the kitty litter every day. Richard comes home and he's like, oh my God, what's going on with my kitten? This isn't normal. Calls the vet. The vet says, don't panic, don't panic, don't panic. 5 days go by. He's panicking. The vet says, don't worry. The kitten's going to be okay. Just give the kitten a little chance to adjust. Everything will be fine. The next day, George puts one of his own turds in the kitty litter. Huge. Richard goes insane. Tells everyone he knows about this. Goes on television talking about his kitten and what his kitten did. But his kitten's fine and everything went back to normal. 3 years later, George Clooney is on Letterman. He's finally made it. And he tells the joke. And that's how this guy found out about it. He told his mother. He told his mother, and he's laughing and he's telling his mother what he's doing, couch surfing with his kitten, watching Jeopardy. This woman, I get it. I get it. She's got a 45-year-old baby. She's happy. They're married. She'll do anything a mom wants. That's how you feel. If your son's getting married in his 40s for the first time, just do everything. If George Clooney's mother was nervous and did everything a mom wants, so will you. Just do it. Keep your mouth shut. What is it? Shut up. Show up and wear beige. That's all there is to it. And forget bows. These mothers are wearing these huge bows with pictures of their daughters. The bows are dated. It's not going to work. Forget it. Forget it. Blend the colors. If all the girls are wearing pink, find a dress with a little pink. Don't stand out. Your husband will be fine because he's wearing a suit like all the other guys. It's you. And the mother of the bride and the bride, they're talking every day. They're in coats. They're wearing the same colors. No one's talking to you. Find out what the girls are wearing and stay in that palette. Blend. Be nothing. Don't stand out. It's the best advice I can give you. Mother of the groom, don't stand out. Jose E. Bear, take care of those eyebrows. If you can whiten your teeth, do it. But he said the eyebrows were the most important thing. And I guess he's right. Because I've been looking at pictures all over the place of wedding parties. Yeah, eyebrows are good. Eyebrows are good. Lipstick, keep it really soft. Really soft. Just the palette soft. You just want it in the background. You know, like a baby. Just no blush. No eyeshadow. Just quietly nail it. You're not going to be beautiful. You're 70. You're going to be beautiful for a 70-year-old. George Clooney's mother, the beauty queen, knew this and laid low. Lay low. I'm going to throw in 2 movie reviews because they were horrible. Godzilla versus King Kong. Forget it. Took Killian All it was worldwide action, no dialogue, no story, no nothing. Monkey Man, Dev Patel, he's doing something, he's saying something. The most violent movie I've ever seen. He's telling people in India something, can't understand it, couldn't figure it out, but I've never seen anybody survive so many near deaths. I mean, he gets stabbed in the leg and he keeps walking. It's crazy. It's just crazy. Falls into this dirty, dirty sewage lake with all these cuts and bruises. And he's fine. He's fine. He's always fine. He's like Jackie Chan. All the moves, okay? And Rambo wrapped up into one. If that's what you want, see it. Okay, here. I've got something that is so big. So big. Hedy Lamarr, the Hedy Lamarr, who was a gorgeous actress. My father was madly in love with her, but also invented the internet, also escaped Nazi Germany dressing like her housekeeper. The woman's amazing, but this is the poem she read to her children every night. It's called The Paradoxical Commandments. Okay, so it goes like this. People are illogical, unreasonable, and self-centered. Love them anyway. If you do good, people will accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Do good anyway. If you are successful, you will win false friends and true enemies. Succeed anyway. The good you do today will be forgotten tomorrow. Do good anyway. Honesty and frankness make you vulnerable. Be honest and frank anyway. The biggest man and woman with the biggest ideas can be shot down by the smallest men and the smallest women and the smallest minds. Think big anyway. People favor underdogs, but follow only top dogs. Fight for the few underdogs anyway. Yes! What you spend years building may be destroyed overnight. Build anyway. People really need help, but may attack you if you do help them. Help people anyway. Give the world the best you have, and you'll get kicked in the teeth. Give the world the best you have anyway. What a beautiful poem. It's called The Paradoxical Commandments. Thank you, Hedy Lamarr. I'm going to read that every day. I'm going to keep it in my pocketbook. I'm going to have it with me at all times. I'm hoping if I read it 5,000 times, I might memorize it. What a wonderful toast it would be. What a wonderful thing to tell your grandchildren. It's beautiful. Makes me sane. Anyway, that's all I've got. If you're the mother or the groom, just do everything everybody wants. You know, show up, shut up, and wear beige. I love it. And I will be back. Stay sane.
They fly so high, nearly reach the sky. Then, like my dreams, they fly.